This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. One of the fastest-growing charity groups in the country, the Wounded Warrior Project, has fired its top two executives. The decision came after reports of questionable spending and an overhead estimated at 40%, 40% or more by some watchdog groups. We asked Marketplace's Scott Tong what the overhead standard might be.
There's no legal bright line for what's an okay overhead level for a charity, but many watchdog groups get edgy if costs exceed 25%. That is, after all, money that doesn't go to recipients. Sandra Minuti is vice president at Charity Navigator.
There are some variations within the sector, but by and large, that's a pretty fair benchmark. So when we see charities operating outside of that parameter, we do downgrade them.
Her group, by the way, tallied Wounded Warrior Project's expenses at 40%. We ran the same question by the charity assessment group GuideStar.
We have an official policy at GuideStar to dodge that question.
President and CEO Jacob Harold argues it's a myth that lower overhead equals better. Every charity is different, say an art museum versus a literacy group. And obsessing over expenses can lead nonprofits to underinvest. Whereas in private companies, he says, overhead can be around 40%.
Investors are comfortable with companies investing in themselves because they know that that is how those companies are going to achieve lasting profit.
What do donors think? How much do the actual money givers actually care? How many cents on the dollar go where? Tim Seiler teaches philanthropy at Indiana University.
It's not the biggest concern they have. For more donors, the big concern is this organization doing something that I care about? And do they have values that I share?
He and others say a better measure is whether a charity is actually achieving its mission, often a harder empirical question. In Washington, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.